the holy name for attention. Number one. O holy name, please hear me. I want to be attentive. If you ask why I want to be attentive, so here, because I want to quickly achieve the highest perfection of life. Two. O holy name, if you ask, you know. Do you know what is the highest perfection of life? So here, the highest perfection of life is to serve the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Three. O holy name, if you ask that you are demanding for a very high thing, but you are not qualified, then how can I bless you? So here, I know that I am not qualified. I have no devotion. I have no knowledge. I am not surrendered. I am fallen. I am foolish. I am crazy. That's why I'm praying to you. Because you are my only hope. Please be merciful. And hear that I have full faith in you. Four. A holy name. If you tell me, okay, I will give you a blessing. But you have to be you have to be frank and tell me about all these the things. Why you are not attentive? Then here, when a conditioned soul like me forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he develops illicit desires. Therefore, he is unable to serve his form, taste, fragrance, and other aspects. They become bound to Maya, and I don't want to be bound by Maya. I am impelled by deep-rooted material desires. I know very well that the attraction to illicit sex is a direct enemy of Krishna consciousness, but I cannot protect myself. I am busy in giving attention to the material body, family, and friends, which leads to unbearable suffering. I am full of lust, envy and greed. I am bewildered by the glare of fire and suffocated by its smoke. What mortal man like me, having achieved this valuable human body, would by his own will become attached to the material property? If there is any time remaining in my life, I want to perform austerity and force my mind to subsist on necessities without confusion. No one can disturb me, but it is the mind alone that causes happiness and distress and perpetuates the rotation of material sense gratification. I don't like to live like a dead man or dull man. My mind is always disturbed and always in anxiety. That's why I am fearful, because I'm not able to fix my mind by intensely concentrating or meditating. I don't know when I will die. That's why I have not any time. I should totally reject material things. My desire is to accept conjugal attraction in its absolute perfect pure form, and it is without a tinge of material lust. I don't want to knowingly drink the poison. Five. O holy name, I tell you everything. If you ask anything else, so here, I want your blessing. I don't know anything else. Six. O holy name, now please give me some instruction. If you ask, are you ready to follow? So here, yes. Seven. Okay. Here, I, the holy name, am going to give you some instruction. But you try to follow. The brightness of bodily attachment cannot exist and the effulgent light of spiritual knowledge. And the ultimate spiritual bliss, where anxiety ridden appearance, pleasures of this world vanish completely. Don't commit any offense to the holy name, and try to develop a taste for the holy name by the power of divine grace of your Guru Dev. Now, if you ask me, O holy name, why then have the statements of the Lord's empowered servants always true, and the acts they perform are exemplary and mixed with those statements? Therefore, if you want to be attentive, then act like an intelligent person and carry out these instructions. Okay, holy name. Thank you very much. I'm just now going to say to my guru, the holy name gave this instruction. Thank you very much. I am just now going to pray to my guru. Oh, Guru Dev, please invest me with the power to properly be attentive and all the time to the holy name. Then and only then my offense will cease. Most unfortunate mother call. Number two. Or prayer number two. The holy name, please bless me that I can remain attentive and I'll utter your name. Guru, pastor, and sadhu felt that your name is truth, and it is the sweetness of your name that they remain absorbed in. Sadhu felt they remain absorbed in you and want to serve you more and more and at every moment. But I have no taste and realization of this sweetness. So my Guru Maharaj's instructions, I know the reason for the lack of taste of this sweetness. It is because I remain inattentive when I call your name. My foolish mind goes into thousands of directions, when I call. Get an opportunity to utter your sweet name. So kindly bless me and bestow your mercy on me so that I can follow my Guru Maharaj's instructions to remain always attentive whenever I call your name. Your name is Chintamani, because whoever calls out your name is rewarded accordingly. Vrutamam Papadyante. If anyone calls out your name inattentively, he will not get bhakti but bhukti, which is an impediment in the path of bhakti. Since I am only longing for bhakti, I have to be very attentive when I call your name, like a genuine cry of a child to his mother. Therefore, be kind to me and bless me so that I can remain attentive when I utter your sweet name. O holy name, serving your means to chant your name, and methodical keep serving you from the stage of sabha to bhav and to get prema. As a sadhaka, my goal is to obtain prema at the lotus feet of the divine couple Radha and Krishna. So please allow me to serve you attentively so that I can obtain my life's goal. Okay. Let me start over here. I'll go in there. Prayer number two. Attention for the holy name. O Govinda, please give me the desire to always contemplate and give all my attention to the chanting of your holy name. Out of laziness, I allow my mind to wander here and there, distracted by the various objects and actions of this temporary world. Maya is always calling, either from outside or from within. Oh, Rishikesh, Please help me to control my mind by fixing it on your name, allowing it to become deeply absorbed in that sweet name while meditating on your beautiful form. Your lotus feet with no outstanding, more brilliant than thousands of moons. Your beautiful curved hips and waist, your strong, wild chest, and your attractive, smiling lotus face. Oh, Keshava, your face is beautifully decorated with kanban and various minerals from Govardhan Hill, and it is surrounded by your shining, curly black hair that sometimes reaches down even to your hips, and a swarm of bees that, attracted by your sweetness, never want to leave your company. If I would ever fully concentrate on the chanting of your name, holy name, by that attention I would gain the strength and realization to avoid all other offenses to your name. Through attentive chanting, I would be able to see you in the heart of everyone. Without vision, how could I blaspheme your devotees? Through attentive chanting, I will not only understand theoretically, but have a practical experience that my spiritual master is non-different from you. He is your Guru's servant, and all his instructions are given simply to please you. So let me know how to satisfy you, and that way making me eligible to enter your eternal sweet pastimes in Vrindavan. He is my ever well wisher, and all his instructions are for my benefit. Through attentive chanting, I will ultimately realize how my own limited intelligence is simply useless, and therefore, how could I then ever disobey any of the sacred instructions given by my spiritual master? Through attentive chanting, I will be able to fully understand that there is no difference between you and your name, and that way I will be freed from committing the offense to consider the chanting of your name to be an imagination. And after all, through attentive chanting, all my doubts will be dispelled. In that way, I will have complete faith that your name will take me to the highest goal. Your name contains everything. He is the means and the end, and therefore everything is within him, beginning with Shraddha all the way to Prema, ecstatic love for you. O Govinda, everything is possible through attentively serving your name. Sri Nam Prabhu Ki Jai. Sri Samatiji.